The new study finds some troubling news that may not be a surprise for the state's motorists. Tens of thousands of miles of the state's local roads are beat up in need of immediate repair, and with local funding gradually decreasing over the years for the repair of those roads, the authors of the report say something has to change. They're calling on the state to prioritize these roads over new highway expansions. You could join in with your thoughts on this. Are your local roads in rough shape? If you're in local government, is the money there to fix these roads to maintain them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Joining us now to talk about the problems facing local roads in Wisconsin is Steve Hinneker, Executive Director of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin, the group behind this report. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob, for having me. Appreciate it.
So according to this report from your group, our local roads in the state are in crisis. How bad are things?
Well, we took a look at the state of local roads in Wisconsin throughout the state using DOT information. And local roads make up about 90% of the roads in the state, a little bit over 90%. And of those, more than a third are in need of immediate attention, with way too many in a failing or poor state. This is probably something that most drivers already know as you move around in your community, but it's actually a worse problem in rural areas. Rural areas part of in the state have up to 45% of their roads in really bad shape.
And what does this cost Wisconsin as a community, as a state, and as drivers?
Well, you know, there are kind of annual per capita numbers that are out there that make it a little bit difficult to make it meaningful for the average driver. But what it does cost is we know that it does cause damage to vehicles. Sometimes it causes crashes and personal injury crashes, and it devalues the community. Property taxes are lower when there's buildings and residences on poor roads. So we're really in a state where we're falling behind as far as quality of life in communities, as well as our ability to just keep up with our existing infrastructure.
And yeah, in this report, you're making the case that the money hasn't been there for these local roads, and that in part that the money is going to new highway expansion instead. You see this as a big problem?
Sure. You know, when most people go to the gas station, they fill up their car with gas and they pay their gas tax. And they also, in the mail, they mail in their registration fee for their vehicles. And there's a reasonable expectation that a good chunk of this money is coming back to the community where this tax was generated. But instead, what we're finding is that communities are relying more and more and more on property taxes to pay for local road maintenance. And the tax dollars that we send off to Madison end up going for highway expansion, not even necessarily the routine maintenance of highways, but big mega projects like the proposed widening of I-94 in Milwaukee or I-90 between Janesville and Madison. And the problem is that local governments, when they rely on the tax property taxes, they're under a situation where we have a virtual property tax freeze in the state, and other revenue sharing is down for communities. So when you get to the local level, you have your hands tied behind your back. It's pitting road maintenance against fire trucks and police and libraries and schools. And so what we're saying is that we should go back to the promise that the state made when they came up with a formula that said up to 85% of local road costs would be reimbursed, but we're only reimbursing somewhere below 20% of the actual costs of road reimbursement in the state. The rest is coming off our property taxes.
Talking to Steve Hinneker with 1000 Friends of Wisconsin, making the case that our local roads, our rural roads especially in the state, are in rough shape. They're not getting the money that they need for maintenance, in part because the money's going to big highway projects in the southeastern part of the state in particular. You could join in. How are the roads where you are? Do you think enough money is going into them? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go to a caller now. We've got RJ in Sturgeon Bay. RJ, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you think?
A couple comments. First one is, I think an interesting way to maybe generate funding is to have corporations, which are citizens, pay maybe 1% for towards infrastructure of whatever their take is during a normal year. The second thing is about the expansion. I'm kind of new to the area, and I was in Green Bay a couple weeks ago, and I've I was, before this, I was in Beijing, and Green Bay is the most complex city I've ever had to drive in. I don't know what they're expanding for, but the fact that they're building such huge overpasses and things like that goes to what you're talking about.
RJ, thanks a lot for the call. Steve, RJ saying a new business tax on businesses that use the roads. You're saying, it sounds like, Steve, maybe not a new tax, just using the current gas tax money differently.
Yeah, we do. We already do have enough money that we're collecting. You know, the problem is that when we get into these multi-billion-dollar projects, there's just not enough money left over to pay for local roads or the maintenance of our existing roads. So if we had a little bit of discipline in the legislature over what we were approving as far as road projects, we would have more than enough money for communities to fix the potholes and things like that. And we would see a few less examples of what the caller just talked about, the kind of overbuilding that we need. So we're saying that we don't really need any new taxes. It's just a matter of prioritizing.
Back to our callers now. We've got Nick on the line in Greenfield. Nick, hi.
Yeah, hi. And thank you for taking my call. This is something that's been on my mind for quite a while. You mentioned, your guest mentioned rural roads, but he should come into the city of Milwaukee as well and ride up and down some of the streets. I mean, they're in such terrible shape that they feel like you're in a Conestoga wagon going down a couple of wagon ruts across the prairie. I would like to have some of those legislators in Madison come over to Milwaukee and just ride up and down South 60th Street and see just how rough that street is. I don't even take it anymore. It's so rough.
Nick, thanks a lot for the call. Steve, rural roads you mentioned, downtown, whether we're talking downtown Milwaukee or the smaller cities, are we seeing problems there too?
Oh, it's, absolutely. In fact, this study came about because of our experiences driving in Milwaukee. Sherman Avenue, some of the other streets that we've been on, they're in horrible shape. And it's really not the city's fault. It's the fact that they're not getting the reimbursements for the cost of road repairs. So when people have their shock absorbers fail or a tire blow out, they should call the state legislature, not City Hall. But the problem is urban, it's rural, it's everywhere.
Thanks for the call. We've got Stephanie with us next in Madison. Stephanie, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I wanted to comment a little bit on that person from Sturgeon Bay. He's absolutely right. If you drive from Madison up to the Fox Valley and up to Green Bay, there are it's a very expanded road, and there are these overpasses that almost mimic what they have in Milwaukee. They kind of go off to the side and up and way over the highway. And the last time I drove up there, I thought, where are these large overpasses going to? They're just driving into nowhere. They're driving into rural farms and rural areas. And I thought, wow, this place almost looks like it's downtown Milwaukee, yet there's nothing that it doesn't go to anything.
Stephanie, thanks a lot for the call. Steve, you know, isn't there a case to be made for where you've got major population centers? Talk about, you know, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, our top three biggest cities. You need a big infrastructure. The infrastructure paves the way for economic development down the into the future. So that's ultimately going to benefit the state tax roll. So this is an investment that could pay off down the road.
You're absolutely right that we need to invest in our highway infrastructure as well as our local roads. The entire network is important to all of us in the state. But the problem comes is when you have an out-of-balance system, when you put too much weight on the freeway system, especially at a time when we're driving less. I mean, this is not something new. We had a little blip of an increase this past year in driving, but we're still below 2007 levels, and we're still about the same level of driving in the state as we were back in 2004. So if we're not increasing the amount we're driving, we ought to be concentrating more on the maintenance of our existing highways rather than expanding highways that aren't really needed. We did a study of over a dozen road projects in the state that were done since the year 2000, and not one single project has come close to meeting the projected traffic levels that were used to justify the construction of that road.
Time for one more call. Rick in Grafton is with us. Hi, Rick.
How you doing? I drive all around the state, and I hadn't been to Madison in a long time. And over the weekend, I drove to Madison. I couldn't help but think about how great a shape the roads are. Is that a reflection because it is the capital and all the politicians are there, or is it just my imagination?
That's really interesting. I doubt if it's really a because legislators are here. If anything, I think that there's a little anti-Madison bias in the current legislature. But you're absolutely right. What we found is that Dane County roads were among the best kept roads in the state. And, you know, this is a study that we completed about a week ago, and we haven't been able to figure out why Dane County is in better shape, and the city of Madison is also has a little bit better roads than most other places.
Steve, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Steve Hinneker, Executive Director of 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. Coming up next, we'll shift gears. It's really hard to avoid driving and road metaphors, by the way. We'll hear another angle on transportation in the state with a guest who says modernizing Wisconsin's interstates should be a priority going forward, and we should consider toll roads, and Congress should let us do that as a way to pay for it.